Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is Maisoon, speaking to you on a recorded line.
Yes, I have a potential claimant here for the Depo claim, and I submitted her information via the portal. Her first name is Natasha, however, it's spelled N-A-T-O-S-H-A, last name Smith.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Natasha, she's going to assist you from here, okay? Good luck to you.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, Natasha, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
That's good to hear. I did want to mention again, this is a recorded line. And did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim at all?
No.
No. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Thank you. And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo for at least 1 year?
Yes.
I'm sorry to hear that. When were you diagnosed?
In 2010 of July.
And what is your date of birth?
October 10, 1978.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Do you know of anyone else who was also affected by the Depo?
Maybe. We never really talked about that much. Mm-hmm. It's some people from in my past that I know had it, but I can check up with them.
Okay. Okay, and as far as your usage, were you consuming the name brand injectable or the generic version?
The name brand, the Depo Provera.
And did you use Depo for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
And within 1 year, can you confirm that you've had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay, and did you use Depo between January 1st, 1992 through the present date?
Yes.
Right. And when did you first start using it?
In 2004.
And when did you stop?
In 2008.
Okay. And can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you. And I have your first name spelled N-A-T-O-S-H-A.
Yes.
Last name S-M-I-T-H.
Correct.
And what is your primary email address?
It's A-R-T-I. Z as in zebra, D, A, W, A, Y, 247. Art is the way, 247 at Gmail.
Okay, thank you. And your primary cell phone number?
It's 323-535-5813.
Right. And what is your current home address?
It's 955 Fedora Street, apartment 404-90006, Los Angeles, California.
Okay. It was 955 Fedora Street, apartment 404?
Yes.
And then the zip code was 90006?
Yes.
Okay, and then can I get your social?
546-554431.
Thank you. And do you remember your diagnosing doctor's name?
Dr. Jessica Muir. Yeah, Jessica Muir.
That was M-E-I-R?
Yes. Yeah.
And what was the facility where you were diagnosed?
At the Adventist Health White Memorial Hospital.
Adventist Health. Okay. And was that the one on, oh, there's a few actually, 1720 East?
Yes, yeah, Caesar Chavez?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and did you have any prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
No. And was your treating doctor the same doctor, Dr. Jessica Muir?
I also had a family physician at the Dr. Lowry.
That was the treating doctor or prescribed?
That was the treatment doctor where I would get the depo from. The treatment doctor is Dr. Jessica, and the doctor who I got the depo from, like my prescriptions, was Dr. Lai.
Okay. Okay, one second. Let me put down Dr. Jessica's information again. Okay. And what was the name of that second doctor?
L A U R I, and the last name is A N.
Okay. And was that at the same facility or a different one?
On the same place.
And did you have a specific pharmacy you were going to?
Oh, just CVS.
CVS. Do you remember the address for that CVS?
Yeah, it's 1919 South Hoover Street.
Perfect, thank you. Okay, and then just to confirm, that was Dr. Lori Ann.
Yes.
And that was it a female or a male doctor?
Female.
Female, okay.
I was, actually, it was two of them, so I don't know. I mean, yeah.
Okay. Right. And then do you have a copy of your medical records?
Yes, I will have to get them out of storage, but yes.
And are you able to provide those by mail, electronically, or both?
Both.
Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens or we can't get a hold of you. Would you like to provide one?
Yeah. Her name is Angela. And her number is, thank you.
Does she live with you?
No. Do they have to live with me?
No.
Okay, it's 310. 344-1308.
And what is your relationship to Angela?
She's my mentor.
And can I get her last name?
B. I mean, you're only going to call her for emergencies, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Angie B.
B. And then do you know her email address or her current home address?
No, I don't want to give that information right now.
Okay, no worries. All right, and have you used DocuSign before?
Yes.
Okay, then I'm going to go ahead and send over these documents to you right now. You should receive it as a text link and sent to your email, whichever one's easier for you to open up.
Okay. It doesn't matter. You can send it in a text link.
Okay. Okay, I just sent it over.
I see it. Okay, here we go. Okay. All right, I got it, and I see it. All right, I see it.
Okay.
Okay. All I'm done. I did it.
Okay, let me check. Yeah, I just received it.
Okay.
Okay, and then I'm going to send you a text as well for my direct line, just in case you had any questions at all throughout this, and I'll send you the attorney's number as well.
Okay.
So they should be giving you a call within the next few days to verify your information and tell you the next steps, but that is all I need from you. Did you have any other questions before I let you go?
Oh, no. I'll call you if I do.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.